My desire to increase U.S. manufacturing and jobs in America is not about China. I'm not concerned about China.
Well, that's President Biden this week saying he's not that concerned about China. But that isn't surprising because he only seems to be worried about MAGA Republicans most of the time. But joining us for more to answer if the White House should be more concerned is senior fellow at the American First Policy Institute and Newsmax contributor Fred Flights. Good morning, Fred.
Well, we just heard from the FBI director last week that he sees an unparalleled increase in cyber threats to the U.S. We have fentanyl, secret Chinese police stations, China swooping in the Middle East to make deals at our expense with the Saudis. If Joe Biden is not worried about China, what is he worried about? It's just another sign that he's out to sea. He just doesn't know what he's doing as president.
You know, I think, Lydia, Fred is dead on in saying he's just a little out of touch.
A little. You know, President Trump, well before he became the president of the United States, he would say,
"Great point.
China, China, China. We should be concerned about China." And remember, people would make fun of him and say, what's he got against them? But we're seeing it even from Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, I wish he was still the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, when he says our biggest threat right now is not Russia. He actually says it's China. And then this from NBC News, that the lack of communication between the U.S. and China is making a crisis more likely. How can the White House open lines of communication? And then on top of that, we have Xi Jinping, the president of China, acting like the peacemaker and calling up Zelensky. Fred Flights, how frightening is this that we have now China trying to emerge as this world leader and kind of saying, hey, you know what, United States, step back. I'm on the stage now.
Those are excellent points. Look, China is an existential threat to our security and freedom. It is not climate change. Joe Biden thinks the major threat to our security is climate change. This has led our adversaries to simply laugh at him. They don't take this seriously. They're not interested in his green initiatives. And when you talk about security and communications, China's ambassador to the United States could not get a meeting with Biden, the Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor, for almost 6 months before he returned to China and became the new foreign minister. So we dissed the Chinese ambassador to the U.S. for no reason, I guess because the administration was more worried about climate change. And, you know, maybe our relations were going to be in trouble because China is an adversary, but we made it worse because of the incompetence of Biden's foreign policy team and not even bothering to talk to their ambassador.
No, Fred, you're absolutely right. What this administration has done by its lack of leadership and ineptitude has created a vacuum that China is filling. It's just that simple. You know, even billionaire Ray Dalio was warning that the U.S. and China are on the brink of a war, and, you know, we don't have the ability to talk it out. Fred, how far do you think we actually are from a military conflict with China?
I'm very worried that China is looking at the possibility that the moment to strike Taiwan could be before Joe Biden leaves office, that they may never see a president this week and unaware of his surroundings and of global security threats. When something happens on the global stage, Biden looks like a deer in the headlights. He doesn't have an answer. That's why we almost never see press conferences with him. This is the first press conference we've seen him give where he talked about national security issues. And look what he said. He says he's not worried about China.
And you know what? Another thing people don't realize, the Chinese Communist Party, people there aren't allowed to buy land.
Oh, of course
yet we
not.
Allow the Chinese to come here, infiltrate our universities. They're allowed to buy miles and miles of farmland, even fertility clinics. I mean, they're in every single facet of our society.
And I'll tell you, as a former congressman, it appears that they're buying some of our goodwill among our Congress members as well.
Oh, my, yeah, that is really frightening. And then you have Trump saying, you know, crooked Biden. Talk to me about the police stations, because we had police stations right here in New York City. Explain what was going on. And we had our leaders that didn't even know this was happening. They were spying. Can you explain, Fred Flights?
This was really an unprecedented violation of China's diplomatic relationship with the United States. Can you imagine what would happen if the United States put FBI offices throughout China to try to intimidate American citizens. And these police stations were also launching cyber attacks on Chinese citizens, Chinese dissidents in the United States, interfering with anti-Chinese protests. But, you know, what really makes this more appalling is that this came out in the news last September, and it's pretty clear the Biden administration knew about this for months. This didn't just happen. The reason actions being taken against these Chinese secret police stations is because of the Republican House. They're having hearings on the Chinese threat. They're raising the awareness of the American people, and they forced Joe Biden to act on something that his administration has known about for quite a while.
Well, I don't think it's any surprise. You know, you talk about police stations. They also sent balloons to surveil our entire country. And for how many days we did nothing? 4 days or so?
Well, then Biden said he didn't know about it. Then he did know
right.
about it. I think we have 30 seconds left. Fred Flights, quick question. The Sudan, what's going on there? And then also we're seeing that in Iraq there's a situation. Can on the world stage alone, the fact that we have Biden that seems so weak and feckless, how is that playing also into other hostilities that are happening in the world?
Well, quickly on Sudan, this is a real crisis that may have happened whether Biden was president or not. But the issue here is we need American leadership to weigh in with all the international parties who are supporting the two warring military factions. We can't get the U.S. to do that. The U.S. isn't talking to Russia. Excuse me. It's not talking to China. We can't get a resolution through the U.N. Security Council, so there's no international leadership. And there's a very fragile ceasefire in Sudan right now, but I don't think the situation is going to be resolved unless we have some strong leadership on the world stage, and we just don't have it.